Two of the 12 finalists for the Path to Prosperity contest were guitar makers.
Got the news that I made the top 12, and I saw the list of people, and I saw Tongass Guitars. I remember thinking that was my second choice of the name.
Kevin Skeek of Huna is co-owner of Raven Guitars.
And I was like, wait, who is this guy? How did this leak out? Who do I have to, you know?
Skeek eventually joined forces with Steve Helgeson, the other guitar maker in the contest. They chose Raven Guitars as the name for their business. Helgeson, who's from Wrangell, says they bonded at a small business boot camp the finalists attended in October.
It was obvious that we shared a passion for guitar building and had a common vision about guitar construction and design and aesthetic, and that we also shared a passion for natural resource sustainability and social sustainability and community sustainability. So really, we just had so much in common that it was kind of a no-brainer.
The company aims to use Southeast Alaska timber, mostly Sitka spruce, yellow, and red cedar, to manufacture high-quality acoustic guitars. They have a few prototypes, which Helgeson says sound quite nice.
It's a very bright and strident sound. In my mind, it's similar to a mahogany guitar.
The other Path to Prosperity winner also uses Southeast Forest products. Wes Tyler and his wife Sue own Icy Straits Lumber and Milling in Huna. For years, they've been trying to expand their business into cabin construction and home building supplies. For the contest, Wes Tyler says the company rebranded that portion of its business as Alaska Legacy Homes and Products.
Through that, we're going to be able to open up our markets, develop log cabins or stick frame cabins with log features and things like that. We'll also be able to have packages of the different kinds of things that go into homes, like a siding package or a paneling package or trim package.
Like the guys from Raven Guitars, Tyler says he prefers to work with wood from the Tongass National Forest.
You can make anything you want to out of it, and it's the best around.
Path to Prosperity sponsors Ha'ani and the Nature Conservancy received 59 proposals for the 2013 contest. The 12 finalists were set up with consulting services, including the Small Business Boot Camp and help writing a business plan. The winners were selected based on the quality of their plan. Ha'ani President and CEO Russell Dick says the contest has three main goals.
Jobs, conservation, sustainability. I mean, that's what it's about. Being able to create a platform for employment and lifestyle in rural communities. Because rural communities drive the culture of our state, in my mind. And we want to be able to support that.
So what's next for the winners? Helgeson says Raven Guitars will use the financial award for more training as well as marketing, branding, and imaging. They hope to open a manufacturing shop in Wrangell within the year.
We anticipated that in our first year, we're going to try to complete 44 guitars.
Within 5 years, he hopes to have about 10 full-time employees and be manufacturing 500 to 1,000 guitars per year. Tyler says the plan for using Alaska Legacy Homes Award is similar. He says they're thankful for the consulting services offered through the contest.
We've had experience in the where the rubber meets the road a whole bunch, but where it really counts in trying to figure out things, you know, in a business fashion, well, that was extremely valuable.
Path to Prosperity is a 4-year project. The Nature Conservancy and Ha'ani will accept proposals for this year's contest starting in March. The 2013 winners were announced at the Juneau Economic Development Council's third annual Innovation Summit. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.